This land was made for you and me.
The Theater of the People's latest twofer is their Project P, the Property Line Punch-Out, with Edna St. Vincent Millay's classic anti-war play Aria da Capo from 1920 and Albert Powell's brand-new drama of property rights, A Sandcastle in the Sky. Jennifer Smith and Keith Barrow were the effete high comic figures Columbine and Pierrot of Aria da Capo. Nicholas Mudline and Ben Montague were the considerably more earthy shepherds of the low tragedy. Lehua Aplaka was a sort of menacing deus ex machina. Co-directors Patty Blanchfield and Adam Bradley chose a somewhat restrained pace that allowed the actors and the audience plenty of time for the play's frame and the almost folktale quality of the imaginary wall that took on an all-too-real quality to work. A Sandcastle in the Sky's author Albert Powell drew his inspiration from Aria da Capo, but his play begins with the property and then delves into the maddening complexity of not one, but two bureaucracies in competition over defensive Susie Zimmerman's claim to a backyard and charmer Tyler Hill's competing claim of prior ownership. While Aria da Capo has plenty of breathing room, A Sandcastle in the Sky is a bit overpacked and a little breathless. Molly Rose and Jared Miller were the two property claimants, sometime champions and sometime adversaries. It's a clever play that had more characters than actors and more acronyms than anything. The very cute house, garden, pond, and signage for A Sandcastle in the Sky were by Patrick French and Erica Pointer. Direction is credited to the ensemble. The Theater of the People's Project P, the Property Line Punch-Out, continues with performances Thursday and Friday at 8 and Saturday at 2 and 8 in the Rose Fire Bay. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.
From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.